Let's pray together. Father, your word is such a valuable lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. It's a beacon of light in a sea of stormy darkness. When the winds of life beat us and blow us around, it's the only sure thing that we have to steer us forward. I pray for churches in our area this morning as we all open your book and we drink from its wisdom. I pray for unity in Christ alone amongst the churches in this community. For this to happen, though, we must all believe what we heard earlier from Psalm 62 in our opening. We need to believe things like, my hope is in the Lord. He alone is my rock and my salvation. My victory and honor come from God alone. He is my refuge. Let us always trust in him. We must believe these things for that to happen. The passage we'll study this morning challenges us whether such statements are true. Specifically, are they true of us? We know they're true, but do we believe them? Do we trust in your words and promises, or only in our human senses, or our preferences, or our experiences? Because we always must be considering who or what it is that's the object of our faith. We need to do a bold thing this morning. We're inviting you to send your discerning spirit to explore those dark places inside of us where doubts lurk, and to peek below the surface of our faith and to see whether it's truly rooted in you. For unless it is, troubles will overwhelm us. Search us, O God. Shine the light of your word in our hearts and reveal our trouble spots, our weak spots, where we're trusting in self or trusting in others or trusting in false philosophies or trusting in whatever. We know that you'll be merciful and graceful as you do that, and that you'll gently lead us to repent and cast out our faulty idols. Mold us into a people who trust your eternal word, which is able to make us wise unto salvation through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. Amen.